This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan just began representing the 19th District and has yet to be included in the rankings.
The Daily Freeman reports that new Congressperson Pat Ryan introduced his first bill in the House of Representatives after 9 days in office. Ryan, a Democrat, filling in the final weeks of Antonio Delgado's term in the 9th Congressional District, introduced the Protecting Reproductive Freedom Act. The bill would allow access to abortion medication through telehealth, even in states that banned abortion, and would create a congressional report on other ways to expand access to reproductive health care. Ryan said in a press release, and I quote, "A woman's right to choose is one of this country's foundational freedoms, and there is no place for government interference in these private medical decisions. Yet extremist state lawmakers are restricting access to FDA-approved abortion medication and even threatening to open Americans' mail to stop the delivery of doctor-prescribed health care services. This legislation would ensure that women across the country can access this safe and effective medical treatment," end quote. Over half of all abortion care in the U.S. comes through medication, with the two-dose regimen of mifepristone or misoprostol approved for up to 10 weeks of pregnancy. This year, at least 20 states have proposed bills to restrict or ban access to those abortion pills, which were approved more than two decades ago by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and other new bills would force women to get those medications from a doctor in person. Ryan beat Republican Mark Molinaro in a special election to fill the final weeks of Delgado's term, and many political observers said his support for abortion rights was a key part of that campaign. Now Ryan is running for the new 18th Congressional District against Republican Colin Schmidt in November, while Molinaro faces Democrat Josh Riley in the new 19th Congressional District. Schmidt did not respond to requests for comment. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
With the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade decision earlier this year, views on abortion have been center stage in every election in America since. And that continues this fall in the New York 19th Congressional District contest between Republican Mark Molinaro and Democrat Josh Riley. Molinaro lost a special election for the old version of the district in August to Democrat Pat Ryan, and many political observers wrote that the Democratic turnout was up in that race because of the abortion issue. Riley has been clear that he supports abortion rights, and his campaign website says, and I quote, "Women's health care decisions are women's health care decisions, not the government's," end quote. Molinaro's campaign website avoids the issue completely in the, and I quote, "policy," end quote, section. Molinaro has said he opposes most abortions after 17 weeks. At a September 1st town hall meeting with voters in Endicott and Broome County, Molinaro said, and I quote, "I don't want government in specific decision-making that women will have to make. But I also want to be respectful of the fact at some point there ought to be some limitation, except in the case of life of the mother, rape and incest," end quote. His 17-week limit is very close to the 15-week abortion ban that South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham recently proposed. Just after Molinaro lost to Ryan, he appeared on the right-wing Newsmax network, which has reported conspiracy theories that lets guests incorrectly state that the 2020 presidential election was, and I quote, "stolen," end quote, and he was asked about the abortion issue.
Rather than avoiding the topic, I think we have to talk honestly about what whether we are male or female candidates, what we believe and why we believe it, and connect with people on this issue. I do think that is an important lesson. You know, the world changed, and whether you were identified as pro-life or pro-choice, whether you agreed with the Supreme Court decision or not, having an honest conversation about it, about what we value in life and about life, I think is important for Republicans. I think that we have to connect with people and explain to them that we care deeply about this this issue and how now do we navigate the new landscape.
A video excerpt of Molinaro on Newsmax is available on the WGXE Newsroom webpage. WSKG reports that just about a month before voting begins, the candidates for the new 19th congressional district still have not agreed to debate. Democrat Josh Riley agreed to debate with WSKG, a public television and radio station working with the League of Women Voters of Broome and Tioga counties, but Republican Mark Molinaro did not. Riley said on September 25th, and I quote, "I understood from yesterday that he had declined the WSKG debate, which I had accepted, so we'll have to see what other invitations we have," end quote. Molinaro says he has agreed to a debate hosted by Spectrum News and two candidate forums, not debates, one with Ulster County Chamber of Commerce and another with Greater Binghamton Chamber of Commerce. Even though he has agreed to only one debate and two candidate forums, Molinaro said on September 23rd, and I quote, "I'm guessing it's just scheduling issues, but three debates seems like a reasonable number to have across a district this size," end quote. Voting begins on October 29th and ends November 8th, and you can read the full story at the WSKG website. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Colin Schmidt outlined their differences on the abortion issue at an Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce Meet the Candidates breakfast September 27th. The two are competing for the new 18th congressional district seat in November. Ryan, the former Ulster County executive, was just elected to be the 19th congressional district congressperson for a few weeks, filling in after Antonio Delgado resigned to become lieutenant governor. Schmidt is a two-term Republican assembly person from Orange County. Ryan was dismayed about the Supreme Court overturning the Roe v. Wade decision earlier this year. Ryan said, and I quote, "I feel pretty strongly this goes squarely against who we are as a country, who we are as a nation," end quote. Then Schmidt said he is pro-life, so in favor of banning abortion, and then falsely claimed that Ryan would permit taxpayer-funded abortion up to the moment of birth and would prohibit parental notification laws. Instead, Ryan said he would reinstate the framework that Roe v. Wade created and call Schmidt's mischaracterization, and I quote, "kind of embarrassing, frankly," end quote. The full video of Schmidt and Ryan speaking at the event are on the WGXE Newsroom website. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican congressional candidate Mark Molinaro is now opposing the United States sending military aid to Ukraine to fight off the invasion from Russia. Molinaro said, and I quote, "I believe that as a country, we have met our financial obligation to support Ukraine resistance," end quote. Russia invaded Ukraine in February without provocation and is accused of many human rights violations. Since the invasion, Finland and Sweden have moved to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, as fears of Russia invading other countries have spread. The United States sent Ukraine approximately $15.2 billion in military aid since President Joe Biden took office. Molinaro said, and I quote, "I think the president ought to marshal freedom-loving democratic societies around the world to more aggressively isolate, freeze, and make abundantly clear to Vladimir Putin that he is a criminal, is a tyrant, and America and democracies around the world do not accept his intrusion, his invasion, or his continued military efforts in Ukraine," end quote. The Republican candidate for the 19th congressional district did not say how he would do that. Molinaro is running against Democrat Josh Riley for the new 19th congressional district, which voting beginning October 29th and ending November 8th. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that less than 3 weeks after being sworn in, Democrat Pat Ryan passed his first bill in the U.S. House of Representatives on September 29th. Ryan's bill would give access to VA home loans to those National Guard and Reserve forces conducting active duty for training or in training pipelines for specialized areas. The Expanding Home Loans for Guard and Reserves Act passed 296 to 127, a rare bipartisan vote, and now heads to the U.S. Senate. The Veterans Health Care Benefits Improvement Act of 2020 left out National Guard service members and reservists conducting active duty for training or entering into a longer training pipeline, and this bill would close that loophole. Ryan, who was elected in a special election for New York's 19th Congressional District after Democrat Antonio Delgado resigned to become Lieutenant Governor, said, and I quote, "There's some guardsmen and women who were and weren't eligible even though they were serving in the same battalion, in the same unit, in the same place. It shouldn't matter. This is really addressing that and righting that wrong," end quote. Ryan was sworn in September 13th and faces another election this fall, but he is running in the 18th Congressional District after the lines were redrawn. Ryan said, and I quote, "I feel tremendous pride. I'm able to help the veterans in something this important. This is really important, especially given the intersection of rising home prices and veterans' homelessness," end quote. You can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.